We're in the Keses HaSefer, Simen Yud Aleph. We're up to Sifkat and Vav in the Lishka. Just a reminder that the Shiurim are an abridged version, and Be'ezer Hashem in the next Machzer, we will give these Simonim Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Be'ez a more full treatment. In Sifkat and Vav, the Lishka brings the Minchas Chinuch, who is Mesupik, whether or not it's permitted to be moichik Hashem, Hashem that's written on the Or Behemet Meya. The Keses says that it's a davar poshet, that even though it's vaday osur to write Hashem on a mokim mevuza or anything which will become erased by itself, like lamashal the skin of a human being, so it's not necessarily a mokim mevuza, but it's going to become erased, guaranteed, because people's skin falls off, and lamaisa when people die, obviously the skin disappears. So that's me'ein a mokim mevuza. So avada, the Keses says that it would still be aser b'mechika. In other words, just because you're not allowed to write it, doesn't mean that if you do write it, it's moter b'mechika. Avada, it's still going to be aser b'mechika. In Sif Katan Zayin, the Keses says that even the yediyah of a katan is called a yediyah, because on tap he says that anyone who writes a shem Hashem, knowing that he's writing a shem Hashem, so that's going to be aser b'mechika, even if he wasn't mekadeshit. So the question is, what about a cotton? So the Keses says that the idea of a cotton is called the idea, and it would be aser to erase a shem Hashem that's written by a cotton. Se'if Gimel, afilu einai mekalkel es ha'ois shebeshem. Even if you are not mekalkel the actual ois of Hashem Hashem, ela shechoytech ois achas shalom min Hashem. Gamzois bechlal mechike hi kevan shehashem nechser al yedei zeh. This means that let's say you have yudke vavke on klaf. So you're not going to take a knife and erase anything. Rather, what you're going to do is you're going to take a knife and you're going to cut out, let's say, the vav of the Shem Hashem. So now it's just going to have yud and then a hey and then a blank space, a pocket, a window, and then another hey. So that's also called Mechikas Hashem, even though you didn't actually erase anything, but that's also called that you erased something. In Sifkat and Ches, the Lishka says that this is a davar poshet, and it's mefurish in the Chavis Yoyer about a ring made up of units which attach and detach. In other words, let's say you have a ring that on the ring, Lamashal, the ring is made up of four units. One has a yud on it, one has a hey on it, one has a vav on it, one has a hey on it. So you attach and detach the four units to create the ring. So the Chavis Yoyer says that that would be aser. So the Keses says, so obviously you see over there that you don't actually have to erase anything. The very fact that you had an existing shame and now it doesn't exist anymore, however you achieve that, that's still called Mechikas Hashem, and that would be aser. Se'iv Dalet. Afilu nekuda achas daka kol shehu, aser limchaik min Hashem. Let's say you have a Shem Hashem written, and now you want to just erase a little bit of one letter. So let's say again, let's say you have Yudke Vovke, you want to erase a little bit of the Hey. So that would be Osir. Even though you're not actually erasing the letter is still Nicker and it's still there. Nevertheless, the Kesa says you're not allowed to do that. Lachain, im nun oichav pshuta dvuka lo ois achas min Hashem. Let's say on top of the Yudke Vovke, you have a Nun Pshuta. And the Nun Pshuta comes down and it's touching the gag of the Hey, Hamachuvin Tachteha. Kishu Goyrid es a Regel, Lahafridam, when you're Goyrid from the Regel to be Mafrid in a Gia, Yizar Shala Yiga Hasakin Binakuda Haachreina Hadvuka. You have to be careful not to touch that last little spot where the Nun is attached to the gag of the Hey. Because then you could come to be over on this din that we just said of erasing a little bit of the ice, even though you're not being mafsid the tzuris ha'ice. Ela yaniach mashehu lehisrachek migreiris Hashem. You should leave a little bit of the nun attached to the shem Hashem and start the erasure a little bit higher. V'im not if shayva ichelev al Hashem. What if some wax drips on a shem Hashem? Al yisireo b'tzipoyren. Don't take it off with your fingernail. Why not? Pen yiskalif k'tzas min Hashem imay, because maybe your fingernail is going to take off part of the Shem Hashem with the wax. Ketzad yatzah, so how are you going to get it off? Yechameim heitev es agvil mi bachutz. Shari Ephraim says you put a candle or something underneath the klaf, neged hanatifa, for yusar b'li dibuk menaksav. The candle, the heat, will cause the wax to melt, and then you just take something, a piece of paper or a knife, and you just smear the wax off of the klaf. You just lift it off of the klaf once it melts a little bit. But don't take it off with your fingernail while it is dry. In Sifkat and Ches, the Lishka says that this is... In Sifkat and Tes, the Lishka says, he brings the Ramami Panu, who says that Chetzi Shir is Asimin HaTorah. What's this talking about? Again, we said that the halacha is that you're not allowed to erase a little bit of a shame, even if you're not being mafsid the Tzuras Ha'is. So what's the Isser? So the Lishka brings from the Ramami Panu that this is Chetzi Shir Asimin HaTorah. Just like you're not allowed to erase the Shem Hashem, so you're not allowed to erase Chetzi Shir of the Shem Hashem either. And the Mela would be an Issa Dairaisa according to the Ramami Panu. Then he brings the Neidah Behuda, who says that no, it's not an Issa Dairaisa because Lamaisa, you're not erasing the shame. The Issa Dairaisa is to erase the shame. You haven't erased the shame. But the Neidah Behuda says that it's an Issa Dairabonon because it can't be less than a Nitfal if you wrote the word Elei Keichem, so you're not allowed to erase the Chof Mem, even though that's Mamish not part of the shame at all. But that's still Aser Midin Nitfal. So says the Keses, so says the Neidah Behuda, to take off a little bit of a ice from the shame itself, so it can't be worse than a Nitfal. According to that, says the Lishka, so to take off a little bit of a Nitfal should be Mutter, because that's a Nitfal. In other words, even though you can't take a little bit of a Hay, of a Yudke Vavke off, because it can't be worse than a Nitfal, but to take off part of a Chaf of Elikechem, that should l'chayra be mutter, because that's a nitfal, and we don't find anywhere that a nitfal would be a problem. Then the Lishka brings the Prima Godim, who says that there shouldn't be a problem bichlal. The Isser is to erase a Shem Hashem, and if you're just taking off a little shtickle, so you're not erasing the Shem Hashem, so a mela should be no problem at all. And the Lishka flat out disagrees with the Prima Godim, and he says that that's definitely not correct, and there's going to be either like the Ramami Panu and Issa Dairaisa, or like the Neidah Behuda, that it's an Issa Dairabanan. Then he discusses a case where you have written half the ice of a shame. In other words, let's say you're writing a hay, and you've written the Dalet of the hay, and now you want to erase the Dalet. So is that mutter or not? Because the Dalet is not a hay. So if it's a hay, that's part of the shame. But if it's just a Dalet, are you allowed to erase that? So he says that if it's Letzorich Tikkun, then that would be Mutter, because it's not Mamish, the Shem Hashem. So that he would give a heter for. Si'if Hey, Asara Shemois Hakdoishois Hein. There are 10 Shemois which are Kodesh. What are they? Shem Havaya, V'Shem Adnus, Kael, Eloika, Eloikai, Eloikim, Shakai, Tzvokos, Ko, and Ekye. Those are the 10 Shemos. Aval Shar Hakinuyim, but other nicknames for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemeshabchim Behemes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does that mean? Like what? Kegoin. Hagodol, Hagibur, Vahanoira, Hanemon, Haadir, Vechozok, Haamitz, Haizuz, Chanun, Verachum, Kane, Kael Kana, Erech HaPayim, Verav Chesed, Harei Hein, Kishar, Kisvei, Kodesh. Those words are not a Shem Hashem, and it's like the rest of, it's like the word Bereshis, Umotu Lamachkan Letzarech Tikkun, and just like you're allowed to erase the word Bereshis, if it's Letzarech Tikkun, so you're allowed to erase all of those words, also if it's Letzarech Tikkun. She'enon Mishmoisav, Ela, Al Shem Pu'uloisav, because that's not a Shem Hashem, that's just a description of what Hashem does. So that would not be included in the Isser. In Sifkat and Yud, the Lishka says that Lamaisa, this list comes from the Avos D'Rav Nosson, and there are 11 Shemos listed here. So what happened? I thought there's 10. So the Teretz is, he says that over there it lists Elekecha and Elekechem, and really both of those are supposed to be listed as Elekai or Elekei. So Elekechem and Elekecha are just extensions of the word Elekei. So if you take those two and you combine them into one, so then you only have 10 Shemos, which is what you're supposed to have.